Our mouth and our tongue is a very powerful part of the body. With our words, what we say, we can bless God or curse. We can bless others or curse them. Jesus said that we will be judged by the words of our mouth. Well, how can we say that? Is that sort of like saying that we'll be judged by our works? No, it is that the words that we speak reveal the condition of our heart. And I want to tell you, no person can tame their own tongue. It takes God. Listen to what James says in his letter in the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. But the tongue no man can tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless God, even the Father, and with it we curse men, which are made after the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same time sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brothers, bear olive berries? Neither a vine figs. So can no fountain yield salt water and fresh. You see, James says that no man can tame the tongue, but yet he says it cannot be that way. There has to be a purity that God gives us, a cleansing of our speech, and that takes a cleansing of our mind, a change of character within us. I can remember when the Lord really laid hold of my life, and I had a lot of problems with my speech, and I had gotten very lax in that, filthy language, cursings, contentions, and so forth. And a lot of that was cured. A lot of that was solved right away by the Lord when I came to a place of repentance and confessed my sins and received the Spirit of Christ, all but about 1% of it. And I had it under control most of the time. But when the pressure was on just right and I got squeezed just right, a word would come out of my mouth, something evil in what I said. And many of you know what I'm talking about. I had to pray, go to God and ask Him to do a work in me that would take every vulgar, vile, and blasphemous word out of my vocabulary. He had to change my mind. He had to reorder my personality. You say that's not possible. Yes, it is possible, my friends. We need to yield ourselves to God so that we can have speech that is consistent and pure and does not, at the same time, put out both blessing and cursing. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the work that you did in my life and in my consciousness and in my personality. I know I needed help from you, and I still need help every day, Lord, that I may guard what I say and the words that I say. Help me, O Lord, to only have words of blessing and never cursing, helpful, healing words and not destructive, sinful ones. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.